The chaos of Mexico's drug war hinders ministry. A medical missions team hits Haiti again, and we'll find out what it will cost to put an end to human trafficking. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Drug traffickers in Mexico's north are sowing deadly chaos. The U.S. Department of State has issued a travel warning to the area. The Mission Society's Ron and Bonnie Hipwell are working in the heart of the trouble, Monterrey, Mexico. Of the impact on their teaching work, Ron says,
it is limiting some of the activities. That's where the impact is. It's difficult to carry on ministry in the local church or mission work.
Bonnie Hipwell says it's stifling churches, too.
Pastors that we work with here have received calls demanding money so that they would be protected by whichever cartel is in charge at the moment, where they've been harassed and they can't leave their homes. And well, the decision of the bishop in our area is that we're not to have any activities that happen after dark. People usually work till about 8 o'clock at night, and then they have time to go participate in their cell groups, and a lot of that is frozen in time right now until the situation improves.
Short-term teams are canceling their trips. While that's disappointing, Ron says it may well be a time of growth for the church.
The church can depend on each other, and maybe not so much on missionaries coming in or short-term teams, to complete what God wants them to do.
Next, ever feel you're too young to make a difference for the kingdom of God? Think again. Recently, three Bible college students led 40 people to Christ in the Indian state of Orissa, according to Gospel for Asia. Hundreds of Christians have died there in the past 2 years at the hands of extremists, and yet the church is still growing. Believers bravely continue to share their faith, so pray for GFA as they're specifically ministering to 300 underprivileged families. You're listening to Mission Network News. Haitians are still in desperate need of relief and hope. So HCJB Global Hands is sending another surgical team from Ecuador, as well as engineers. Team leader Herman Schirmacher summarizes their hopes for the trip.
Our primary goal is the doctors to revisit most of the patients they had in the first disaster relief group that was in Haiti very shortly after the incident happened. And then we are also going to see how we can help as engineers with water projects, probably civil reconstruction. We are going to look closely to hospitals and radio stations where there's help needed, and also possibilities of future teams to do training.
Meanwhile, can you really put a price on someone's life? You might say no, but people are bought and sold every day. In part two of our two-part series, Elisa Whiteman reports.
There are more slaves now than ever before in human history. An InterVarsity Christian Fellowship has decided to do something about it. Evangelist York Moore says,
we've been working on the Price of Life Invitational for over 2 years now as an organization. It's a national campaign that InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is conducting to raise awareness and money to help those non-governmental organizations that are on the front lines in the battle against child prostitution.
The Price of Life Week will include a parade of 6,000 students in chains, speeches by U.S. congressmen, and various stations designed to explain the gospel and Christ's love of justice. It'll take place from April 18th to 23rd at Ohio State University. Even if you can't go, you can still get involved at our website. I'm Elisa Whiteman, Mission Network News.
And over 800 Ukrainian youth were encouraged to resist the pull of evil and secularism to make a positive impact on culture through the Gravity Conference. Put on by Russian Ministries and the Association for Spiritual Renewal, the conference focused on equipping next-generation leaders on how best to share the gospel. Gearing up for Easter, these youth are beginning new ministry, the Gift of Life. We'll connect you with more information at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter now for an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to Guatemala. Through this life-changing experience, you'll see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. For additional information and to register to win the Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.